Hi, it's December 23rd, the day in 1823 when a well-known Christmas poem by Clement C. Moore was first published. The title is A Visit from St. Nicholas, but it's better known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
On this day in 1969, one of the most fruitful songwriting partnerships of all time began when Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote their first songs together by correspondence.
He's never said to my face, "I'm not sure about that." We've never had an argument.
Cat Stevens converted to Islam on December 23rd, 1977.
If I needed anything in my life, it was music. That was my religion. When I found my spiritual home, I didn't need that anymore.
And it's the anniversary of the final concert for the Wiggles, featuring the full original lineup. It was the end for Greg Murray and Wake Up Jeff in 2012. Anthony Field is the only remaining original. Birthdays, Harry Shearer turned 77. The comedian is best known for providing voices for a stack of Simpsons characters, including Ned Flanders, Reverend Lovejoy, Smithers, and Mr. Burns.
I want to make him my executive vice president.
Grace Knight turned 65, lead singer of the hit group The Eurogliders. Yeah. Trisha Goddard is 63. Don't know if that name is immediately familiar, but she was on Play School and a number of lifestyle programs. These days, she's a big hit in the UK with her talk show.
So you want to know if she's cheating with the guy who's giving you a roof over your
head?
Yes,
ma'am.
And Eddie Vedder, lead singer with rock band Pearl Jam, is 56 today. Finally, one of the iconic 80s actors named Corey was also born on this day in 1971. Corey Haim died at the age of just 38 in 2010. He starred with the other Corey, Corey Feldman, in seven films, including The Lost Boys.
Pretty cool place, if you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
Remembering Corey Haim on December 23rd.